paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Dr. Eileen Marty is a professor at Florida International University. She has responded to disease outbreaks around the world, and we're glad she lets us check in with her occasionally. Eileen Marty, how are you today?
Very well. How are you, Bob?
Oh, you know what? About average, and trying to figure out a few things. Like, for starters, Dr. Fauci said yesterday that there are a couple million vaccine doses that might be available sooner rather than later. Tell us about that. What's happening in the vaccine department?
So he's mainly talking about some of these new DNA vaccines, RNA vaccines, messenger RNA vaccines, which are much easier to produce in rapid amounts. And that's good that we can produce it, but we're still in clinical trials on it. And so, there's no proof that they're going to be effective. That's one of the problems. And the other problem is that we've never had a licensed messenger RNA vaccine for humans. There are a couple of animal ones, but there's no proven or licensed one for humans. So, it's hopeful, but not definite at all. And, we'll see. We'll see. And the other big problem with this new vaccine, Bob, is that it isn't necessarily about this vaccine. It's really about the reality that as we look very closely at the other coronaviruses that have caused disease in humans, none of them, having wild exposure, so the actual virus, provides more than a few months' worth of immunity, maybe as much as a year for some of them. For some individuals, can almost reach a year and a half, but generally not. So that's very disheartening. And so even if we get a good vaccine, it's not going to be something you take once. It's going to be something you're going to most likely have to take many times.
What's the story now on the virus on surfaces? I know we've been hearing lately that maybe it's not as easy to pick it up from a surface as we once thought. What's the latest on that?
No difference now in terms of studies than there ever was. It's just that the CDC wanted us to focus on the reality, which we've always known, that, thousands of doses of virus coming out of somebody's mouth, when you're up close to them, is the easiest way to get infected. And that's true. And that's always been true, because you literally have to get to a contaminated surface while the virus is still active in order to be contaminated from that. And you have to not wash your hands in between. So these are the issues and the different ways you can be infected. So there's no real new data about this. They just reorganized the web page to emphasize the fact that getting close to other people who are speaking, coughing, shouting, or as you've seen during the protests, not wearing masks, shouting, or unfortunately, people who received pepper spray that makes them sneeze, or tear gas that may lead to coughing, all of that increases the spread of the virus. And so we all have to be very cautious. So as correct as it was to perhaps do a peaceful demonstration, it also increases the risk from this virus.
Have we received any numbers yet from some areas of the country that opened a couple of weeks ago where there were gatherings we saw where people weren't observing social distancing? Have you found anything out from those areas yet?
So I'm not personally tracking those numbers, but I can tell you that it takes time to start seeing those kinds of changes. And there are still many parts of the United States where the numbers are still going up. That's been one of the issues for some of the conventions being held, because the Carolinas, for example, are still seeing cases going up. And so it's a problem.
And now that people are getting out to restaurants more, how wary do we have to be when we're handling the salt shaker or the menus? What about that?
Well, you know, every community is setting up its own rules. But here in South Florida, you won't be having a common salt shaker. Things, condiments and things like that will come in individual packets so that you don't have to worry about those particular issues. There's no doubt, Bob, that you're still able to get the infection from surfaces. The risk hasn't changed at all in terms of that. So hygiene, keeping surfaces clean, and not sharing communal dishes with people that are not members of your household is still a very wise thing to do.
It's summertime coming soon, and people are going to want to go to pools or hot tubs, spas, or water play areas. What about being in the water?
If you're talking about chlorinated pools or properly maintained pools, generally the virus doesn't last very long, minutes actually, in well-chlorinated pools. If you're talking about salt water, there's no evidence right now that salt water decreases the concentration of the virus specifically, because the concentration of salt in the water is comparable to the concentration of salt within our cells, so it's not a factor. So there is, so that's something to bear in mind, but we're still studying the situation, and ultimately it gets down to the same thing that you asked me about earlier. Where's your greatest risk? Greatest risk is getting close to people who may be shedding the virus and may be actually shedding it unwittingly because they're one of the asymptomatic carriers. So if that happens at the beach or at the pool or wherever you are, that's where your increased risk comes from.
And how nervous are you and your colleagues about kids going back to school this fall?
Well, the data is showing that there's a lot of risk from that. So we're significantly worried, to the point that we're studying exactly how to organize classrooms, how to have increased hand washing stations, even within individual classrooms, how a teacher can speak without generating viral particles that may reach the students, considerations about when the student who may or may not be at increased risk themselves goes home and is shedding virus to someone in the household who does have a significantly higher risk of having worse disease. Those are the sorts of things that we're worried about with the schools.
All right, so I guess...
Plus, of course, there is the... I'm sorry.
Go ahead. What were you going to say, Dr. Marty?
Well, we're also worried about, children with special needs, because, how do we organize the classroom for those students that need to have a constant companion helping them? And of course, there are different issues, whether we're talking about kindergarten, early elementary, middle school, high school, universities.
Right.
Each one has their own unique challenges.
Right. Well, I may send my daughter back to college with her hazmat suit after talking to you. Stay healthy. And we'll check in with you again next week, Dr. Marty. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob. Nice talking to you.